Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Okay, today's topic is called Finding Bliss. We're going to talk about how easy it is to be blissful, because some people are sitting there going, Farley, I'm not blissful. And I'm sitting there going, I know. Hey, well, I am. I'm always blissful, 24 hours a day with a few exceptions. And we're not talking about sex here. You know, we are talking about bliss, which is a spiritual condition, a spiritual nature. But now Mars is in Leo, and the world will never be the same again, because Mars is going to actually square the Scorpio planet, Pluto, and quinx all the Capricorn planets, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. So lots going to go on in the next 60 days with Mars in Leo. Soon Venus and Mercury will join Mars, and then the Sun will join Mars. So the Leo transits are upon us. And Mars will finally go into Virgo right there on the 4th of August. Actually, I'm sorry, the 3rd of August at 6:35 in the morning, during the next moon wobble. And specifically, Mars in Leo is going to charge Libra risings and Scorpio risings for their careers. And if you are a Cancer rising, your money situation is going to be charged like crazy. And if you're Cancer rising and a woman, Mars in your second house means men will be the emphasis, and maybe love and romance, or women, lots of children possibly, creativity, all kinds of stuff. People get real fertile when Mars goes into Leo. But anyway, it's an exciting time. It's an adventurous time. I'm glad Ghostbusters is coming out during this transit, so that should be an outstanding movie. I'm glad that License to Kill, the James Bond movie, is coming out during Mars in Leo, and all kinds of other exciting flicks this summer are going to happen. So that's a real good time to release a movie. Mars in Leo, a very powerful, energetic, fun, and you know what? It's celebration. If you've been invited to parties, or you're thinking about having a party, that's what Leo transits are all about. They're party transits, so go for it. And frankly, if you're like me and have Leo, Sag, or Aries planets, you're going to be sailing through this summer and having a great time. Okay, now, I'm dedicating this topic to people that find it difficult to be happy, okay? Now, I know there's a few of you out there. There may be masses of you out there that are pretending to be spiritual, right? You think, oh, yeah, I take the Course in Miracles, and I'm in control of the messianic power of God, except I find it difficult to be happy. Well, I want to ask you to ask yourself a question for this topic on a day-to-day basis. And the question is, you know, you'd replace Farley with your name, of course. You'd say, Farley, how happy are you right now? Okay, now right now I'm a 10. Okay, how was I this morning? Well, even though I was running like a crazy person to do my K-Rock report and uncover the birds and feed them and get dressed and shower and answer phone calls, I was still about a 9.2 as far as being happy is concerned. Usually, every day, I will hover on a 0 to 10. 0 is totally unhappy. Anything 5 or under is not happy. If you're a little happy, you're a 6. If you're very happy, you're a 7. If you're extremely happy, you're an 8. If you're blissful, you're a 9. And if you're ridiculous like me, you're a 10. Okay? So what I want you to ask yourself all during the day, every day, check your happiness scale and say, are you happy? Now, right now, what number are you as far as happy goes? Are you 7? Are you 8?
9.
Okay, 9. Okay. All right, so yeah, we have a friend in the studio here who's a 9. That's good. Well, I want you to write down your number, what it is right now. Whoever you are, write down your number, and that way we'll know how happy you are. Now, the problem is that a lot of people find it difficult to be happy. Now, I'm going to tell you who they are. If you have Saturn in Aquarius, are in the 11th house. If you have Saturn in Sag, are in the 9th house. If you have Saturn in Leo, are in the 5th house. Or if you have Saturn in Aries, are in the 1st house. You might have had a low number for much of your life. Okay, because those Saturns right there sometimes find it difficult to be happy. Number one. Number two. If you have a lot of oppositions in your chart, or even just one, now look at your chart, and if you don't know what an opposition is, it's when two planets are exactly opposite each other in their chart. And if you see any planets in opposition to themselves in your chart, you know what that means? That means that you have a mountain to climb, or that you think you have a mountain to climb, because an opposition is so much karma that a lot of times people will come up to you and they'll say, well, Farley, you need this, and Farley, you need that, and Farley, you should get married, and Farley, you should have kids, and Farley, you should buy a house, and Farley, you know, meanwhile, they're all sitting there going, he has to deal with marriage and children and the mortgage, and, you know, everybody, when they're at the wedding, they're all crying and laughing, going, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. It's funny how people are always telling you what you need your whole life, and oftentimes, especially if you haven't seen Dead Poets Society, you should go see it, because it's about the power of parents that they have on their children, how they try to direct and design what they believe the children needs, and whether the children need that or not, they usually end up shoving it down their throats. Okay, well, the point of this show, more than anything else, is to guide you to a blissful state, okay, and to help you find out what you truly, truly, really do need, because a lot of it has to do with how you program yourself, okay, and what your mindset is, okay. Farley, what do you really need to be happy, okay? Let me tell you what I need to be happy. I don't need millions of dollars and lots of property like my dad maybe told me so. I don't need a wife and kids, maybe like my mom told me so. I really don't really need a lot of property to manage and mortgages to pay like everyone else wants me to. I don't need to have a syndicated radio show all over America with hundreds of employees and a big corporation to run. You know, I don't really think I need that. What do I need? You know what? I need to be basically and simply happy, which means I want to be healthy, because that's the temple of my soul. I want my body to be safe and healthy and clear. I want my spirit to be clear and healthy in communion with that body. So those are two very ridiculously simple things that a lot of people don't think about. You know why? Because people that call up this show so many times want to know, instead about their body and their spirit, they want to know about their pocket and their sex organs, right? They want to know about their career and their relationships, which means they need a career or love to make them happy, which to me is like going to the racetrack and betting on a 30-to-1 shot. Because with the limited amount of success careers around and the limited amount of good relationships around, oftentimes we find ourselves developing these impossible quests, these impossible dreams that we think we need to be happy. And we're miserable because we don't have them. Oh, I don't have enough money in the bank. I've got $100,000 saved up, but I need $1 million, you know. Or, oh, I don't have that house. I want to pay a mortgage for $3,000 a month, but I still need it, you know. Or, oh, I'm not married. I'm going to be 40. I'm going to be 30. I don't have any kids yet. You know, a deadline, you know. I'm getting too old for this. I got to have it. You know, it's like, give me a break. You know, the reason why so many of us are stressed out is because we are living our lives under this illusion and under this dark cloud that where we think we need so much, you know? Remember that song by the Rolling Stones, "You can't always get what you want, but sometimes, somehow, you always get what you need"? You know, well, that's really what it's about. The universe delivers exactly not only what you need, but what you deserve. And if you live your life miserable, so you're an actor. Okay, if you're an actor, act. Get yourself a job in a play, you know, go equity waivers, don't get paid for it. But don't be upset or stressed out because you're not famous, or because you're not making $1 million a year on a motion picture, or because you're not a star. You know, just see, like, the whole secret to life is to be blissful no matter what you have, and not to want or desire or crave, because that's just selfishness. Because you're just, what you're doing is you're stressing yourself out over nothing. And if you wake up in the morning and things like taking a walk or smelling a flower or having that tea in the morning or looking in the mirror and go, oh, I can see, you know, or getting your toothbrush and go, well, it's clean, or looking at your house and saying, well, I have shelter, and opening that closet instead of making yourself feel miserable because your wardrobe doesn't look like Jacqueline Bisset's wardrobe, you know, you sit there and go, well, I have clothing, you know? It's like people stress themselves out and drive themselves crazy and have the crisis in their lives because they don't know how to be blissful. And for me, being blissful is easy. It's not difficult to please Farley. It's not hard for Farley to please Farley, and it's not hard for other people to please me either. It used to be. You know, I used to make relationships impossible because people would have to live up to all these expectations, and if they didn't, I wasn't blissful. I was a 2 or a 3 or a 4. Hey, you know what I want in a relationship? I want someone with their senses pretty much intact, hopefully. If they're a little bit of a mutant, I'll accept that because I am too. You know, and I also want somebody that can communicate with me, someone that can smile and have a good time, someone that's not totally hung up on everything, you know, with a bunch of prerequisites and stoppers and walls. You know, I want someone that can bond with me easily without making it complicated and difficult. You know, and you know, people that are not blissful, you can tell because they always have that worried look on their face, and because they're always stressed out over ridiculous things. You know, are they're the ones that come into the house and go, why don't you get some spot remover and get that spot off the table right there? Give me a break. I love that spot. That's my spot. I'm blissful with that spot. See, like, if you can start being blissful with everything in your life, then you're going to knock out the whole reason why stress compounds and why you're miserable. So you can't have that relationship that you thought was going to work. What are you going to do? Let it anchor you for the rest of your life? Adios. History, you know? If something in your life doesn't work, don't let it bring your bliss factor down. Hey, I am blissful no matter what. And if things or people in my life don't work, then I'm going to be more blissful because they don't, because that's what the universe is telling me to do. If the universe is trying to sweep away a relationship in my life, you better be damn sure that it's getting ready to load in something better. You know, and if I sit there, you know, like a lot of you women that call me on and off the air are in love with these macho, you know, machismo men that have like a harem, you know, and they drag them around on short leashes going, you love me, don't you? No, you don't. Okay, you love me, do you? Oh, yes, you do. Okay, you call me 1-2 weeks later. Okay, you like me too? Yeah. Well, they're not always Latino, but, you know, the thing is that a lot of us out there waste our time and are not blissful on these careers that are never going to work, on these relationships that just aren't there. You know, like, do you know when you know somebody loves you? You know it. You know, you don't have to sit there and go, oh, Farley hasn't called me. We only have sex every 2 weeks, and I feel like his whooping girl and all that. Well, why do you do that? You know, it's like, just let go. Say goodbye and make yourself blissful. You know, the point of this topic, number one, is if you are somebody with oppositions in your chart, remember that you are a personality type who somewhat sets yourself up for impossible challenges. And if you don't have what you want, you get disappointed. And there goes the bliss, okay? So I don't get disappointed. You know, the universe happens the way it does. If a friend of mine makes an appointment with me and they don't show up, God bless them, you know? Out of here, buddy. Expect me to go out with you next week? Forget it. See you in the morgue or whatever. You know, but the thing is that you don't allow yourself to be in the morgue. Real good, Farley. Sounds like Phantasm 3. What you got to do is don't set yourself up to be unhappy, and don't dream ridiculous dreams. You know, another sector of the population that qualifies for this topic, right, are Pisces factor people. People with Pisces planets in their chart, except for Saturn. People with any planets in the 12th house. People with stressed or afflicted Neptunes. That means squares or oppositions on your Neptunes. And people with Neptune conjunctions. Boy, do I really... I got a Venus square Neptune, a Neptune conjunct Mars, and also Neptune in the 12th with Mars in the 12th. Bingo. So I have really lived in a fantasy world for sure. And, you know, it doesn't work. You know, if you're in a relationship, you sit there and you say to yourself, oh, I know I want to love this person. I want to marry him. I want to have the kids and I want to fall in love and they can have my power and everything, my knowledge. And, you know, then they say, well, Farley, you're boring. I'm leaving you. I don't love you like you want me to. So right away, I'll run away like a dog with my tail between my legs. But no, I won't. Because I'll say, hey, if that's what the universe wants, get out of here. You know, adios, have fun in your life, I'm fine. You know, because I'm not like that anymore. A lot of us that have the Neptunian Pisces factor stuff, or the Saturn in Aries, Leo, or Sag, or Aquarius, or Saturn in the 5th, in the 9th, or the 11th houses, are people that will run away, escapism, if they don't get their dreams. See, you set yourself up for high expectations. You set yourself up for impossible acquisitions with people that just are not for you and situations that are not for you. And then when it doesn't work, you destroy yourself. And where's the bliss at? You know? So the purpose of this topic is to, number one, identify your bliss factors with my 0 to 10 scale. And if you are 6 or under, wow, do you have some stuff in your life that is not logical. We are talking Spock here. I got a new thing I do now late at night. At midnight, I turn on Channel 13 to watch Star Trek, and I'm totally re-addicted again. I'm getting my VHS ready to record this because Spock reminds me of the way I should be. You know, and he says to her, why did you marry your wife, Sarak? And he goes, because it was the logical thing to do. I like that, you know. You don't get married because you're an idiot. You get married because it's logical. It's an obvious thing. It's the next step, you know. And some people go, I got to get married because I want to get married, and I'm going to have the kids because I want to. It's totally illogical. But see, the whole thing is that you have to check your bliss factors, and you should really, if you want to be like me, and if you want to be like most happy people, you should hover between 8 and 10 all the time. You may have an occasional setback down to 7 or 6. God forbid you should go 5 or under, because 5 or under, we're talking trouble. We're talking trouble, somebody who doesn't deal or absolve their karma. We're talking trouble with people that live in a dream world. We're talking people that set up ridiculous challenges that will never be conquered, and we're talking about someone that's too hard to please. Now, do you want to get involved with a 5 or under bliss factor person, somebody that's impossible to please? You know, this person's walking around going, well, I'm at a 5. Why is that? Well, because the person I'm not with doesn't look like a young Burt Lancaster. Oh, real good. How about Porky the Pig, you know? But the thing is that You see, you set yourself up. I talked to a couple of these other women once in a while, and I say, what kind of man do you want? And she goes, have you bought a GQ magazine lately? I go, yeah, I have, as a matter of fact. I'm in there this month. But the thing is that people set themselves up because they think that the look is important. You know, if I'm happy if someone's aura is nice. I've learned to look beyond the body because I find that a lot of people that look real good on the outside, some of them are real messed up inside, and the only power they have is the power of makeup, the power of exercising, working out. They don't have any mind, so they sit there and work their body all the time. Not to say you don't have a mind if you are an exercise freak, but isn't it funny how some people get in shape just to be a sex object and just to attract all those women that are suckers for good-looking bodies and good-looking faces and keep the notches on the bedpost? You know, I know some guys that have been with thousands of women, and every time a woman sees them, they go, oh, he's perfect for me, just the man. Meanwhile, the fat guy over in the corner hasn't been with but two women, you know, and chances that he has AIDS are about a snowball in hell, right? But the other guy is definitely dead, you know. But still, you know, the point is that if you have a problem being happy, then you should check your Farley bliss factor, you know, not bliss with Farley, but bliss with yourself. This is my Farley factor test, where you should ask yourself all the time, how am I bliss right now, 0 to 10? Well, I'm a 10. Whenever I'm on the radio, I'm a 10. Before the show, I was about 9.6, and I'm sure the rest of this week, on the weekends, I'm always almost a 10, you know, until about Monday morning. When I go to about an 8.7, I go, uh-oh. But the thing is that if you have to check your bliss numbers, and you have to say to yourself, be honest with yourself, why am I not optimum happy? What am I trying to get here that's not working? Well, I'm frustrated with this job. Okay, well then let's initiate some action and do something and change it then. If we don't like the job we're in, let's make it easier. Let's get a job at Penguins. Okay, it's not as much money, but at least we'll meet lots of far-off people that love yogurt and dairy products, right? But the thing is that you are a producer and a director in your life, and no one else is responsible for what happens in your life but you. You are directly and karmically being held totally responsible for everything that manifests in your life. So you have no one to blame. You are the one that chose to land in your parents' lap. You chose your parents. You are the one that chose the race you are, the religion you are, the environment you've lived in, the friends you've chosen, the people you've slept with, the people you married, the babies you've had. They've all been a soul contract prior to birth to have these children and such. And, you know, if you make decisions to have the abortion or to go bankrupt or whatever you do, it's your choice. Now, if you're like me, then you won't be affected by the propaganda of the universe. I don't like soap operas. I got enough of my own, you know. I don't like to be told by people what I need. People are always trying to tell Farley what you need. Hey, you know what I want? I just want a few things. I want health. I want happiness. I want spirit. I want want my clothing. I want some shelter. I want my bills paid. I don't want to have any lavish tastes. I want a few friendly friends and friendly animals around me. Maybe the freedom of movement, occasional travel. But I don't have any high expectations. You know why? Because I don't want to be disappointed. And therefore, my bliss level is always high. Now, it wasn't always like that. You know, I was a kid a while back in my 20s and 30s where I wanted everything, you know. And then, I hate to tell you this, but even when you get it, you know, a lot of times people have selfish quests to create the marriage, the family, the children, the relationships, the real estate, whatever. And then once they get it, the karma and the responsibility of managing and maintain all of this, your bliss level goes bam. You know, and you say to yourself, wow, I was so happy when I didn't have anything. You look at a guy like Jesus Christ that walked around with the desert at his feet and a blanket on, you know, and, you know, whosever house he'd crash at that night. Right? Here's the guy who didn't even carry any money in his pocket. He hoped somebody would offer him a meal once in a while and hand him some water so he can turn it into wine or something he could turn into bread or whatever. Say, give me that. I'll do a trick with that puppy. I'm hungry. But, you know, it just shows you that you really don't need a lot. And it's easy to find bliss. And when you do find bliss, then you will find, I believe, that your whole life will take off for the better. Let me give you my secret to happiness. My secret to happiness is to retain a blissful, happy state, which is what I think is all a person needs. I think that people that are stressed out and disappointed and people that are in a low level of happiness and a low level of bliss are people that just create the wrong things in their lives and they get disappointed and upset when it's not there. Now, you tell me what happens. When you have that much stress and that much unhappiness, doesn't it anchor everything in your life? Totally. But when you're like me and you're totally blissful, people... You know, I go up to people in the bank with my Batman hat on or whatever, and I go, how you doing today? And they go, fine, how are you, Farley? I go, best day of my life. And they go, what is wrong with you, Farley? I go, nothing. Every day is a better day in my life. And they think you're a little strange. But it's just easy. See, like, when you are at that high of a level of happiness and bliss, then the universe will deliver more to you, if that's what you want, you know. You'll be brought more because your power is greater, and your spirit can handle more, if that's what you want. That way your manifestation abilities, your psychic powers, will all be increased. And if you're that blissful, who knows, you might attract another person in your life that is blissful, and then we are talking, you know, hallelujah. Mars and Leo action. So anyway, it is a very, very simple process, and it is very, very healthy to keep your life simple, okay? And if you do have any of those things I talked about, Neptunian afflictions, Pisces planets, afflicted Aquarius planets or Sag planets, Saturn in Aquarius, Saturn in Sag, Saturn in the 9th, Saturn in the 11th, afflicted Leo planets, Scorpio in your chart, you know, subject to extreme depression if you have Scorpio in your chart, right? If you have any of those things, then you are literally subject to somebody who can be brought down easily in case your expectations are high. Hey, what you got to do is understand that all things must do and will pass, which means all these relationships that you want to be eternal one day will end, either through your death, they're leaving you, you're leaving them, or whatever. So when you understand there is a fuse connected to everything, and then it'll make your life that much more easier to live and to handle, because then you'll be aware that things are not there in a dream world, you know. And you got to say to yourself, you know, I want to be happy, and I'm going to be happy either with this person or without this person. I'm going to be happy because I can be happy by myself. If you make it difficult and say I can't be happy by myself, I need things around me, then you got a problem, because all these things are going to be removed from you by the universe or by whatever. And then one day you're going to look around and say, oh, I'm all by myself. You know, I love myself. I love being by myself. I love my space and my privacy and my solitude. And if anybody wants to join me there, fine. It'll be that much better. Everything makes it better. Okay? And, you know, I will get calls today, and people are going to want to know questions about things, because it's funny how when people get one question with Farley, they ask the one thing that they zero on is what they think is going to make them happy. You know what I mean? Because they're calling up the vizier here, right? The little wizard here. And they want to ask me that question. to help them be happier in their life. So they want to know when their career is going to take off, or they want to know when that love relationship is going to come in. You know, where if I called a talk radio show like this, I'd probably say, hey, dude, when's the next ship take off to the next planet? I want to get off here. Am I qualified for extraterrestrial astral projection is the question I have for you, Farley. I'd probably ask myself all kinds of trippy questions.